Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for everyone, everybody who might want to tune in, everyone who wants to open up their eyes and get involved with their community, everybody who wants to basically illuminate their collective consciousness, brighten up, come on, here and now. I'm Talk Dude, and this show is Comedian Organic OK. That's right, it's his show. I'm just the wingman, the sidekick, the second banana. Organic, are you here right now?
Hold on a second. You don't have to throw that out there, sir. All right. I just heard what you said. You don't have to utilize that, sir. Now, everyone out there, I'd like to say, first of all, let's give a great celebration today. A special day for birthdays. Just what better day than today to celebrate a birthday? Right?
Absolutely.
Today is a birthday. And this is predated. This is predated for the birthday that I'm discussing today. It's predated one of the biggest people y'all haven't quite heard about yet. Today is that person's birthday. And once y'all find out what I'm talking about, down the line, I said, how did he know? That's another story, another time. Now, today is October International Disabled Month. Disabled Awareness Month. It's October 15th. Now, moment, this time and day, where appreciation is gratitude. And I want to also give my co-host, Comedian Talk Dude, you know, tell him don't be pulling banana and tailpipe kind of conversation out here right now. It's not at a balance. It's got to be balanced here, right? Right? Balance, right? Balance within the frame of eye doesn't make me. Okay? Understand how the balance is for the aligned.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So today is Friday.
It is. I have your show.
2021. Yeah. So those out there, that's just because we contribute to all those different types of businesses out there that are actually going through, you know, this time. And they're trying to navigate the oppositional things that's going on and try to stay afloat with their ability, the ideas they've been working on for years and years, sometimes months and months, however amount of time, this creative ability have unfolded to be able to share ideas, share business, creativity. And I just want to create that type of a interaction where we can talk to different businesses about things that they're dealing with in their different cities, different states, different areas. And it's creativity, you know, and appreciation. It begins within the idea and the evaluation of knowing the point that we're getting to, knowing the meaning, knowing the spirit that we are actually here to enjoy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Appreciation goes
yeah.
so much farther than you realize it actually, you know, it goes. Now, let's get to Comedian Talk Dude. Let's see what's going on with him, and see if he have any words that he wants to, you know, tell the people about business people communities. As one of his things is, as being a comedian, is his inside is business, because he goes to business to do business. Isn't that correct?
Yes, indeed. It's
yeah.
more than just correct. I mean, that's exactly what I'm looking for.
Yeah. So his platform of business, a comedian and engaged in comedy, he's on the platform where business is happening. You know, he's at the business buffet of where people come and want to look for that kind of place where they're looking to be entertained, and be giving a space where appreciation, having a hard day, going to work, going just dealing with oppositional things, and then being brought to the table where appreciation is being worked out, is being prepared, right? And that's another thing. I was talking to, you know, your colleague, DJ Butterfly Feces, a couple of days ago about the platform.
Oh, what did he say?
Well, this is what we've been talking about. Just to give you, the thing is, I explained to him, you know, you are a creative, you're a comedian, and the things that you are experiencing in your space should not be, in any means, should not be forgotten or overlooked, right?
Right.
And it's so important, you know what I mean, because we are in positions of being public figures, that we have to understand how we connect, how we express, how we can change somebody's, you know, viewpoint on giving them a different, you know, way to experience something that they may already think they already covered, right? So it's so important that we're on a team, you know, and we have to understand how to give each other the space and the motivation and the appreciation, because when someone's in a bad space, we don't understand how that can rub that person the wrong way, not even knowing, because we're not in that person's mind, right? And
oh, yeah.
It's so important, because we're doing different types of personalities and just people, public people. And when the people are not bothering you, get past that point, it's another level of people that's directly engaging you, that they have to be more clear about how to, because the thing is, people not always want to agree with you.
Indeed. Yeah, I mean, definitely. I mean, look, simple scientific fact is that nobody totally agrees on anything. No, not everybody's totally agree on any one thing. It's a fact of life. It's what opinion is.
Yeah, but at the same time, when someone appreciate and respect you, it's things that they're saying that don't have to be said, you know what I mean? And when someone is giving you advice or giving you information, depending on what's going on, you want to be respectful. You know, you want to be where someone tell you something and they went out their way to make sure that you wasn't offended, but at the same time give you information that is getting you to the next level of knowledge and understanding about some things you may not be aware of. That's a cool thing. So this is the thing, everyone. This show is dealing with different type of business, different, you know, different communities, different states, you know, definitely different weather conditions. I'm a motivational speaker. I'm a comedian. You know, I'm an actor. I am a person that,
yes,
create different content, and, you know, so that's the thing. Like, one of the things that people always tend to ask me, and I think that it's not balanced, is when people ask you all the questions and the information that you're asking them is, that, you know, it's not clear, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, look at this example. If you have people that always feel like they need to challenge your peace of mind, what are you gonna have? You just see how that's created your peace of mind, right?
Yeah.
It don't say your whole mind of peace. Right?
Oh, yeah.
Imagine that. We're talking about your whole mind of peace. How is that presented out the gate from beginning and to end? How is that presented? What do you hear that sounds different compared to what you're presenting that they're coming up on, how they're feeling, how they are possibly finding things that they are connecting to that they didn't hear before, right?
Oh, yeah.
So think about that. For those out there that is incarnate, I would like to say those that's following the program, those that's actually on different platforms that's linked to people that's following the program and found about this, I appreciate those that's giving advertisement and awareness in regards to this program and the different programs that's actually on the. So let's take a quick moment, if you don't mind. Let's take a quick moment and just go over all the programs for those that never listened to the programs, and this is the first time they're hearing this. Monday, the show is called Cocooning from the Microphone, hosted by DJ Butterfly CCs. In that particular show, it goes for 30 minutes sometimes. The show changes times. Times happen different times, but typically the show is set for 7 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And that show is covering DJ Butterfly PCs as traveling. That's setting, you know, front of different locations. And DJ Butterfly PCs is covering himself and some of his travel adventures. And he's talking about Maya Harrison and the travel that she's doing. And he's talking about me as some of the travel that I'm doing on there. So, yes, that is partially what's going on. And I like to plug in for this show. I like to plug in. I know we passed a few days that, and this is another day of another person that, you know, birthday. Maya Harrison, her birthday was October 10th. And this day right here is a special day. This is a special day for the person I know, and you know, it's their birthday, and these are different components of people that I appreciate in many different ways, and those components it's for the harvest, it's for that part where those things are, you know, very, you know, responsible in changing things in the harvest, right? So you got an example of this. You get a harvest, depending on what kind of harvest and the way that it's growing. Once you understand how that makes that better, even if it's already good, you're still understanding more things about making it better, right? So as our craft, as being comedians, as other comedians, they're always trying to become better, right? They start to have an understanding about delivery, even if they've, you know, got to the highest level, they're still trying to get better, right? Those that are able to understand what that means, right?
There is no limit. There is no roof. There is no point to just stay. You don't put roots up. You got to keep pushing and pushing and climbing. You got to keep going through as far as life. The moment you stop, that's when you die. I felt the need to say that. Continue.
All right. That was comedian talk, dude.
Mm-hmm.
He was expressing some things that he wanted to get off of his mind, and this is another level of his ability to start to express himself in more ways. You know, he's expressing himself in his mind, and we all can express ourselves in our mind most of the time and write down. Some people, they write down things. Some people don't talk, period, because things that they've been impacted by, right? And those things lock them in places. But then they find a way to reach that clearance. You heard what I said, man? I said clearance, right? And when people think about clearance, what is something that is going on and they're trying to get rid of something, right? Right? So
yeah.
Clearance, listen to this. For those that haven't connected to what I'm saying and understand where things can go. Now, your clearance, right? You see people say clearance and clearing, right? Now, listen to how these things respond, right? When we are clearing, that means we are making things that possibly in the way to open up a space where more things can come in that space, right? So when I say clearance, now this clearance is not just clearing away. This clearance is something that is going out as something that could be valuable for someone's life of importance that is being brought down, right?
Mm-hmm.
And somebody to bring things down to appreciate the value that it brings going up, right? So
right.
These components come together, and they have a different way that visually change the oppositional constructive of what that is. And then the other component is how something is changing your value.
It's 7:15 here on the program, Graham. Kameen Organic, okay. We hope you're all listening, but don't just listen. Talk. Come on, let us know what you're thinking. Would you like to get in on this? Come on, you can be on the radio tonight. You can be part of this. This Disabled Awareness Month, this cause that we're talking about right here. You got something to do with it. Call in. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709.
Your voice, this is what you have to do, DJ Bubba Features. Check your voice for a moment.
You mean talk, dude. You mean talk, dude.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I said, could you hear me what I said? I know what I said. I said DJ, right?
Yeah.
Because right now you're DJing. You're not DJ Bubba Feces, but you're DJ. You're DJing this, right? So the component of DJing is somebody that's putting this together. And you're actually a hot DJ, right? So now that's understand, everyone. Repeat what you said one more time because you had too much distorted feedback and you couldn't allege what you were saying.
It's 7:17 here on the program, Comedian Organic, okay. Let us know what you're thinking. I mean, this Disabled Awareness Month is get involved, yes, but listen, what we're talking about here tonight, let us know what you're thinking. Come on, don't just listen, talk. Get in this. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709.
Well, I should clarify this. This is technically, his name is Comedy Organic. Okay.
That's your name. That's your name.
Yeah, I mess with you.
You did a good job, too.
Yeah, so this is the thing. When we are cherishing the actual life of appreciation, cherishing and actually growing that ability, that we have to understand there's others that's going to have the ability, and beyond that ability, they're going to have another altitude of another exception ability. And as that harvest, think about that, as time went by, think about how all the people that moved through history and became something that was beyond remarkable at the altitude that was already set up as a template, right?
Yeah.
And that was the thing, right? So you think about something that happened 200 years ago. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, for those that can think about 200 years ago, there was a lot of miserable things happened in 200 years ago.
Oh, God, right? Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
That's history.
A lot of miserable things were going 150 years ago. And those things and those times is carrying the x-ray of people's trauma, that people's true heart get to see those things. Even though it's not this time, they got to see the x-ray through the process to understand what that is, right? The process of what that became, right? And these things make people see and respect the healing of peace of mind and understand what that peace is going to do and what the whole peace of mind is bringing your mind to understand all the way around. Now, I call Dude Talk. I call him DJ. I call him DJ Dude Talk. But I said it short, DJ. But he's DJing the oppositional pathway of change and happiness that's connecting to another sound that gets to come back. And if in another setting, people say, why is this, why would this sound this way, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you understand how the DJ mix and how things fade in and fade out, imagine how that interaction to change someone that could never hear the words that sound that way, now it's changed and it's marrying the complementing of working together. Because normally you would play that song and that song over next on someone. But imagine how people's lives are different and you're able to DJ this in Disabled Awareness Month and complement Disabled Awareness Month and complement the person that is just navigating from the oppositional path of disabled and bringing the value system within that, that is called the clearance of that, and bringing something where a person can afford it. None is bringing something that is bringing that person life up to another level, because now they can reach something that they couldn't necessarily reach. And that's another metaphor right there. And I appreciate y'all. You know, I appreciate the people that really have been searching for another way to connect. And now they're seeing something that comes so organic. And I appreciate you. I appreciate you. I appreciate us. I appreciate we. I appreciate another piece of the component that is sliding in that ability. And I want to take a moment to appreciate, once again, it's October 15th. And I appreciate the special ability of this day, of that birthday. And I appreciate so many magical people that is born today. And I appreciate the idea and the appreciation that I've been familiar with who birthday this is, and all those other components of other people that I'm aware of that birthday is today. I appreciate those people too. Appreciation is really valuable to know how to wrap the gift, to make sure the gift is appreciated as the effort and understanding what that gift supposed to mean for that person, not as you give it, but as you receive it, right? So as we are connecting in those different ways, I'd like to say to all those out there, Disabled Awareness Month, I appreciate everyone as appreciating the appreciation of how that can be cleansing to your life and what you have been not necessarily being allowed to see, but the thing is allowed to component, connect to those that don't realize it's another harvest that is not forgetting appreciation that you have been looking for. It's going to come there. You know, when I was truly seeing things, as I was looking to people, you ever listen and look at people, you see things happen to people and you're happy for them, but you get almost, you forget almost you're a person, and you almost feel like you're watching a program that is supposed to be a program, not supposed to be your life. Because when you're forgetting that part where you're living in life, you almost living life like it's a program, something that you're not even supposed to even be a part of, because it have not really impacted your success as business, we call it. That's a turnover. This is what's your net? What's your growth? What's going on here? This is not going good. You're paying out more than you're receiving, right?
Oh, yeah.
And so when we're dealing with those type of things, we can forget. But guess what? It don't, like I'm suspending you, it don't forget you. These things take you to places that you say, oh, well, and it's like a surprise birthday. These gifts come in so magical. And it don't just take you up from that level of saying, oh, yeah, I'm just, yeah, I appreciate this guy. No, it takes you higher than you would be if you was high. So then that's what your people talk when they get successful. Man, you know the best time I ever had? Because this moment was not meant to be compromised by the moment that's less of a moment. It's there to be complemented by the top moment. Success is really, when we say the wealth, when the wealth chases you, you see a different form of wealth compared to you chasing crumbs that will be emotional loss because you put so much effort to get crumbs and it won't be anything worth the investment that it's truly taking you to replace a crumb. What did you have to eat? You have to eat a whole lot of something to get to the crumb again. Because if you don't have these things and you're waiting for someone to drop, they have to go through all this. It's a metaphor of long time. People say, you drop a crumb. Yeah, but listen to this. Once you want to drop in a crumb, if your life is not based on seeing that crumb hit, you've seen a crumb after, right? And some people say, well, I seen the crumb because it fell out. Now, crumbs as a metaphor is something sometimes that where people, something's clean, right? Much of life is clean. People leave things as a crumb, more of a mess, not as a crumb as it's being there and it's available. No, it's sometimes them crumbs is mess people make, right? Like when you see a dish dirty, it's not because somebody didn't clean a dish, right? It's because the dish was clean, like to clean a dish. Because what's the difference between a clean dish and a dirty dish? It got crumbs. It got all the elements of things that's not clean no more, right? Right. So, everyone, understand what level that is meant for you to truly have. Because the level is almost like conditioning, right? It's like prepping, right? You're pre-prepping. Life is pre-prepping moments that's greater so your moments can be aligned to what you are and fall in place. Success, right? Success is not something that does not recognize it's crossing emotional finish line of end component of what? Making your business reach another level beyond what it was scripted by the components of operating, right? They say you need to have things in place. This is this. It's people hearing these things that truly are bigger than the layers of what that is and don't understand it and become bigger business components of success and having people want to connect to them and build these things because when you have another level and how that roller to them, the harvest is, when you start seeing things, the riches of success, and you see how success is in a way where the things that are looking like it ain't nothing, it has did more to connect to success and successful components where people can be successful beyond this. And that's when growth goes at another level, right? So we're really in a mobile way of seeing another way of success can be. My name is comedian, comedy, organic, okay. I'm okay, definitely. Now, Talk Dude, do you have any final words? DJ Talk Dude, are you have any final words before we wrap the show up?
I want everybody out there, everybody to basically, I get the feeling that people might not be listening to this live, but if you can, please take some curiosity and feel free to come at times to play this thing back when it's uploaded online and put there. Listen to this again and again. You will see your inner potential. You will see the message that we are talking about. I'd like to thank you. You've been listening to Comedian Organic OK. You can pick up all our shows off the web, off Blog Talk Radio. Once again, call in. We're here at 1-515-605-9709.
Now, they're calling right now and be them playing a prank on us. They'd be pranking us right now. And guess what they're about to do?
What?
Click and hang it up because the show will set off. Show will go for the zone, right? Everyone, thank you for your time. I appreciate your ability. I appreciate those people out there celebrating October Disabled Awareness Month. And those
indeed.
In those moments, thank everyone and appreciate you, Talk Dude, and you take care. Good night, everyone. I'm going.
Yeah. Remember, this Disabled Awareness Month, at the very least, be aware. They need your acknowledgement, your help, your understanding. Everybody needs, I guess, to be aware of at some point. Everybody needs to be noticed. Get involved. Thank you, and good night.